Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick and Callie Crossley with you. Let's go down to Texas now, specifically to San Antonio. Listen.
But the time has come to pass on the mantle of leadership. Today, I am announcing I will not seek re-election as governor of Texas.
You're listening there to Rick Perry, the longest-serving governor in the history of the state. The last time Texas had an open race with no incumbent for governor was way back in 1990. Ben Philpott is senior reporter for KUT in Austin, Texas, and he's on the line with us now. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Well, we just heard from Rick Perry himself. Is this a surprise?
You know, I guess in the end, it wasn't a surprise. The conventional wisdom for the last several months has been that he would not seek re-election, but would instead possibly focus the next 3 years for gearing up for another presidential run in the GOP primary in 2016.
The first run for president, of course, in 2012 didn't go well for Rick Perry, disastrously badly, in fact. That doesn't mean he can't run again and that he can't be successful. How's the record looking from down there in Texas? He did spend some time yesterday talking about his record on job creation, education, et cetera.
Yeah, it was really funny. He started kind of ticking off his accomplishments as governor, and you saw several tweets go up saying, you know, he's been governor for over 12 years. This could take a while. But he, you know, his record is that of a, you know, as he likes to say, a true conservative. This is the kind of record that, you know, could still help him in a presidential run. He is one of the few governors, Republican governors even, that has stood against increasing Medicaid expansion through the Affordable Care Act, something that, you know, let's say he were in a presidential primary against Governor Christie from New Jersey. He could say, well, you allowed Obamacare in. I didn't. So that might play to a certain base within the Republican primary.
Ben Philpott, here's the critical question for anyone who's planning on running for president, which I think for the purposes of this conversation, we're assuming Rick Perry is contemplating. Rick Perry has the right locked up. He's going to do very well with conservatives, and he did last time. The problem for any Republican in today's world is crossing over to the moderate, mainstream, or independent voter in the United States. Can Rick Perry do that? He's going to have to take a position on immigration. He's going to have to do more than say, I stood against Obamacare. Can he cross over?
Well, I think there are two answers to that. The first one is, what does the Republican primary voter actually want? I think it's going to be interesting to see if the decision is the reason we lost with Romney is that he wasn't conservative enough, or it was because he was playing to a conservative base when he should have crossed over more. But I think, you know, you brought up immigration. Governor Perry is actually one Republican candidate who does have a more moderate view on immigration, you know, and that's one of the things that got him dinged in the 2012 primary season. He does have a more open, inviting immigration view in Texas. He was, you know, governor when they signed a bill that allowed some undocumented high school students from Texas to get in-state tuition at Texas universities. So, you know, the business community, those that Hispanics, Republican Hispanics in Texas, they all really line up behind Governor Perry with his view on immigration. And he would be a different view on immigration than some of the other candidates that, you know, we've heard about for running.
Well, there is a long way to go between now and 2016, and there are 18
right.
months left in Rick Perry's term. And hey, Ben, we're going to see if Rick Perry is going to tangle with Wendy Davis down there on abortion, right?
That should be interesting.
Yeah, we're going to see if that one comes up. Of course, a new vote on the abortion measure in Texas coming up. Rick Perry supports that. Ben Philpott, senior reporter for KUTFM in Austin. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.